This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
Welcome back to Infants on Thrones. I'm Glenn Ostlund, and I'm going to share with you a blog that I wrote back in October 2010. If you search for it, you can find it on the Mormon Expression blog site. This was an experience that I actually had in a priesthood elder's quorum. Every once in a while, there is a lesson where they have to be very serious about the terrible problem of pornography. This was probably one of the most entertaining lessons that I ever sat in, and so I wrote a blog about it, and I want to share it with you today. So that's what we're going to do. Hang on.
I've been around the world, I've seen a lot of things that make your chicken curl.
Warning, this post contains illicit language and disturbing images, but nothing that hasn't been taught in at least one Elder's Quorum lesson on pornography. Continue at your own discretion.
Several years ago, I had the Elder's Quorum lesson of a lifetime. Our instructor was a convert of about 3 years, and he was in the military. Now, I tell you this so that you'll understand why he thought that the shock and awe approach was the best one to take. He also hadn't been fully acculturated into the Mormon culture to understand the subtle and not so subtle nuances of what is and is not appropriate to say out loud, or perhaps to even think quietly and keep inside your own head. So, for the sake of everyone's edification, and as a sort of Infants on Thrones public service announcement, I would like to humbly share with you today some recommendations on what is and is not an appropriate way to teach about this filthy and disgusting cancer on society within the hallowed and sometimes annoyingly fuzzy walls of a Mormon meeting house. Appropriate.
In today's day and age with the internet, pornography is more pervasive than ever. It is a filthy and disgusting cancer on society.
Not appropriate.
The internet is a real son of a bitch. If you want to look something up, all you have to do is Google 15-year-old girls covered in semen, and boom, there it is.
Appropriate.
Viewing pornography can lead to self-abuse. Imagine that you all have a little factory.
Not appropriate.
All right, come on, guys. Now, don't think for a moment that if you're sitting alone at night looking at porn, that you aren't also doing something else. Come on, you all know what I'm talking about.
Insert explicit hand gesture here.
Appropriate.
Oh, okay, perhaps it is all right to use a reverent hand gesture, but only if the gesture is brief and understated and ends within the count of two Mississippi.
Not appropriate. But it's not okay if the hand gesture goes on for 30 seconds or longer while you eyeball each and every elder in the room and accompany it with facial expressions or sounds of any kind. Appropriate.
So come on, brethren, this is a serious topic and far more common than you might think. What do you all think about this?
Not appropriate.
All right, Brother Austin, you're sitting there in the back snickering with your arms crossed. You know crossing your arms is an indication of guilt, right? So spill it.
Appropriate.
Many people have serious problems with pornography. It can ruin relationships and destroy marriages.
Not appropriate.
You all know that Richard and his wife are divorcing, right? Well, now you know why.
Appropriate.
Pornographic images and masturbation can severely disrupt the intimacy that binds you and your wife together for time and all eternity.
Not appropriate.
So, you know, when you're choking the chicken all the time, you can actually get to a point where you lose feeling in your penis. Now, this actually happened to me with my first wife, and I could never explain to her why it had happened. I tried to hide it from her, but she could tell there was something wrong. And when I went to the doctor, he said there wasn't anything he could do about it. I had just looked at so much porn and had jerked off so much that I lost all the feeling in my penis. And trust me, elders, you don't ever want to lose the feeling in your penis.
So I hope you all appreciate this IoT PSA. And if you ever do encounter a lesson like this, also don't approach your friends afterwards and say,
"Hey guys, we totally need to debrief."
So in conclusion, I want to say thank you to this former Elders Quorum instructor for delivering probably the most shocking, entertaining, and memorable Elders Quorum lesson ever. It even beats the Fandango hand puppets lesson from the guy who didn't really prepare any message at all. And finally, after listening to this, I dare any of you listeners to try and get through Barry Manilow's trying to get that feeling again without thinking about this guy's dilemma and snickering.
Doctor, my woman is coming back home late today.
Go ahead, give it a shot.
Could you maybe give me something?
If you can do that, you're a bigger person than I am.
Because the feeling is gone and I must get it back right away.
And delete your browser history too.
Before she
All right, how about we just skip to the end?
I wanna get that feeling.
You and me both, buddy.
To get that feeling.
Uh-huh.
I got to get that feeling.
You go get it, Barry.
I gotta get that feeling again.
Yeah.
How to get it.
Yeah.
How to get it.
Yeah.
Get it.
Get it back. Well, they do say it's an addiction.
This is Ashley from North Yorkshire, England, and I have finished my final year of a psychology degree in London. So watch out, infants, a psychologist is listening. You can comment on this episode on the website infantsonthrones.com, and if you really like what you hear, give the quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes. Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.